This weekend at the Bristol Motor Speedway in Bristol, Tennessee, NASCAR is hosting the Food City 500 for Sprint Cup Series driver Brian Vickers. Racing at over 200 miles an hour with the threat of pileups and spectacular crashes is just another day at the office. But one of the scariest moments of his life began not in a race car but on a bicycle, and it has forced him to stop racing twice since. Joining me now to explain is Brian Vickers. Brian, welcome to Only a Game.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Let's start with your first blood clot episode back in 2010. Tell us about how a bike ride with a friend gave you the warning signs that your life was in danger.
Well, it did. It gave me the warning signs. I just didn't listen. You know, back in 2010, I was having a shortness of breath on a bike ride that eventually turned into some painful breathing. I really ignored those signs way longer than I should have. And I was diagnosed with clots, a clot or a DVT in my left leg, and clots called a PE, a pulmonary embolism in my lungs. And the doctor put me on warfarin, but I was able to complete that treatment and get back in the car after about 6 months and go racing again. Unfortunately, right after that high, we hit another speed bump, and I had another clot. You know, this time it was after a crash at Bristol. I had a midfoot right midfoot sprain. I had to wear a boot, and after I took that boot off, after about a month, again, I had some warning signs, some redness and some swelling in my right calf. This time I did not make the same mistake.
Were you surprised that it took 6 months the first time and 3 months the second time to get you back into action? Because I think a lot of people may feel like, oh, blood clot, okay, blood thinner, you're set.
I'll tell you a funny story about the first time. You know, I was laying in the hospital bed and the doctor says, okay, you know, you have a blood clot. And this was on a Wednesday. I was in Washington, D.C. And, you know, he was explaining this to me. And I said, well, that's horrible. I said, but just so you know, like, I've got to be in the race car on Friday. We've got practice in Dover. I've got the race on Sunday. Like, I can miss practice, but I definitely can't miss Sunday. And he's just like looking at me with this blank stare. And he's just like, son, I don't think you have any idea how serious this situation is, you know, which is why I'm so passionate about this cause.
Brian, it's fairly common knowledge that sitting still for a long period of time, as people have to do on long airplane flights, for example, can increase your risk for blood clots. Being a NASCAR driver requires a heck of a lot of sitting. Explain why your doctors don't think your career as a driver contributed to the problems you had.
Certainly long sedentary drives or sitting on a plane for a long flight can certainly contribute to that. Doesn't mean that everyone that takes a long flight needs to worry about blood clots. The thing about a race car is a little bit different. I mean, we are manhandling these race cars at 200 miles an hour. There's a lot of movement. There's a lot of blood flow. I mean, I can lose 5 to 7 pounds in a race.
You are currently in 20th place in the Sprint Cup standings. The leader is Dale Earnhardt Jr., who won the Daytona 500 and finished second in two races since then. Brad Keselowski is second. He won last weekend, has finished in the top three in all three of his races so far. Have you ever seen two drivers get off to a hotter start than that?
No, it's incredible. Those guys have definitely been on a run. You know, whether or not that's going to benefit them any has changed dramatically in the new chase format. I mean, the way NASCAR's changed the rules, you can underperform them by a large margin for most of the year as long as you capture that victory. And, you know, it's certainly going to change the dynamic of the chase. We've always fought hard for wins, but we'll even more so do that now.
Brian Vickers drives the number 55 car for Michael Waltrip Racing in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, and he returned to racing last month after being treated for a blood clot in his leg. Brian, thanks very much for speaking with me.
No, thank you for having us. It's a very passionate cause for myself and a lot of people, and we appreciate you taking the time to help us raise awareness about it.